our first official Christmas song of the season. Thank you, Janessa and Corey, for that song. Aren't you thankful for the joy that he brought to our lives by coming in his first coming? Thank the Lord for the fact that he did come and that he's coming again. Tonight we're going to be looking at the spiritual discipline number 6. We're going to be looking at daily thanksgiving. I realize Thanksgiving is over, but then again, it's not over. This is something that should be more than just a holiday. And I'm sure that most all of you would agree that Thanksgiving is more than a holiday that we celebrate once a year. It's appropriate all year long. It's appropriate every day in the life of a Christian. You know, while most of us understand that Thanksgiving and gratitude should be something that we practice throughout our life on a regular basis, how many of you have ever thought about Thanksgiving as a spiritual discipline? I know it's a new thought for me, but as I had studied and prayed over it, I really believe that it is a spiritual discipline, because by nature we are a very proud people. By nature we are unthankful people. Even for a child of God, he must discipline himself to be thankful. And like any spiritual discipline, Thanksgiving must it takes practice and it takes intentionality. Every discipline requires practice and it requires intentionality. One pastor said this: Thanksgiving is a discipline because we have to be intentional about it. It isn't always easy. We are called to make the time to remember the blessings of each day, no matter how tough it can get. I think that's so true. We can all agree with that, I believe, if you really think that one through, that it's not always easy to be thankful. But we are to be intentional about it. We should make it a practice daily. We should be disciplined to give thanks to God. And I think many times that when we put into practice Thanksgiving, the feeling of Thanksgiving will come along with it. You know, because sometimes we may not feel thankful. But we start practicing Thanksgiving, we become thankful. But just like prayer, how many times have you not felt like praying? How many times have you woke up in the morning not really in the mood to pray, but you did it anyway? And as you begin to pray, you begin to really desire to pray and talk to the Lord. So it takes practice and intentionality. And if we're not intentional about giving thanks to God, here's the danger. The danger is we'll forget God. The danger is we'll become proud. I want you to look with me just for a moment in Deuteronomy chapter 8. When the children of Israel were about to go over into the promised land, Moses gave them some instruction. Deuteronomy is, it basically means second law. It's the giving of the law to that second generation that lived after all their parents died in the wilderness. And so here in Deuteronomy chapter 8, I want to just begin in verse number, let's look at verse number 10. And this is what he tells them about when they come into the land of promise. He says, "When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he had given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forgive the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein there were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand had gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. So I want you to notice here, he warned them about when they got into the land of promise, when they begin to enjoy all the blessings of God. And you think about it, the blessings that he gave them, a land flowing with milk and honey. I mean, he laid it out there for them. He promised to give it. And he said, when you come in this land, you're going to be enjoying these blessings. And when you start building new houses and when you start getting lands and growing crops and when your herds multiply and your blessings multiply, he said, beware. Beware lest you forget the Lord thy God. Beware lest your heart be lifted up. You know, because we can get to the place where we can begin to think, by my strength, all these things in my life, just like he was warning them there. So that's the danger when we fail to practice this discipline of daily thanksgiving. There's a danger there of becoming proud, a danger of forgetting the Lord our God. You know, if thanksgiving were not a spiritual discipline, let me ask you this question: why is it that the Lord gave so many commands to be thankful? Why did he give us so many commands to be thankful, if it were not to be something that we were to practice daily? Let me just read through some of them for you. You can jot these down. I'm not going to take the time to turn there. I've got them in my notes. But 1 Chronicles 16:34, he says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever." And then Psalm 105:1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people." In the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And then Hebrews 13:15, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name." You know, we must be told to be thankful. How many of you kids remember your mom telling you to be thankful? When you received something from someone, maybe from your grandparent, your mom said, "Now be sure and go tell her thank you." I know my mom had to do that all the time. Every time I got something, she would always be, "Go tell them thank you." And I'm thankful that she did, because she was teaching me to be thankful. And we have to be told to be thankful. And God tells us over and over and over and over again, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. It's because by nature, we're not thankful. By nature, we are proud people. It's more natural for us as sinners to complain, to grumble, and be unthankful. Jerry Bridges, he writes this, and I believe he was correct when he wrote this. He said, "We are anxious to receive, but too careless to give thanks. We pray for God's intervention in our lives, then congratulate ourselves rather than God for the results." Isn't that how it is? Oftentimes we're so proud and we congratulate ourselves rather than giving thanks to God for his blessings. Most importantly, I believe that it is a spiritual discipline, or it should be considered as a spiritual discipline for this very reason, because it helps to feed and fan our spiritual passion for Jesus. That is the real test. You know, you hear there. If you get books on spiritual disciplines, you're going to find all of them have some have a whole book full of spiritual disciplines. Some have 17, some have 8, some have 9, some have 15. I mean, really, the Bible doesn't tell us. But here's the standard by which we determine a spiritual discipline. And I want to remind you, a spiritual discipline, it's a spiritual activity or a spiritual exercise that feeds and fans our spiritual passion for Jesus. That's what it is. And I want to tell you that if we're not thankful, if we don't practice thanksgiving on a daily basis, there's nothing that will pour cold water on your spiritual fervor than that. Just by being ungrateful, just by being having a complaining spirit, just by not being thankful to God. You know, as I told you last Tuesday that this verse, "In everything give thanks," he says in everything, not for everything. There are some things we don't have to give thanks for, but we can give thanks in everything because we know that God is sovereign. And we know that God is going to work all things together for good to them that love God and who are called according to His purpose. We can give thanks in everything. We can be thankful to God in everything. And I believe with all my heart that giving thanks to God on a daily basis will help you keep your passion alive for God. It will help you keep your passion alive. You know, as I've been studying spiritual disciplines, I come up with my own definition. I want to share what I've come up with, my definition of a spiritual discipline. Our spiritual disciplines are the daily sacrifices we make to grow more intimate with God. Spiritual disciplines are the daily sacrifices we make to grow more intimate with God. So I want you to think about that. Daily sacrifices we make to become more intimate with God. If we are truly thankful for Christ and His sacrifice for our sins, then we will make daily sacrifices for Him. Thanksgiving. You know, that's really could be two words, though we put it into one word. Thanksgiving. We give thanks, and I put the emphasis on thanks. We give thanks for His sacrifice. And we give, emphasis on give, thanks by our sacrifices. I want you to think about that again. We give thanks for His sacrifice, and we give thanks by our sacrifices. So this discipline, and by the way, the Scripture talks about there in Hebrews 13:15 that we read, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. I believe that verse alone, Hebrews 13:15, tells us that this practice of giving thanks to God, a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, it is something we should practice continually. Not just once a year or once in a while. I don't think Thanksgiving should be just spontaneous. I don't think it should just be spontaneous. You know, there are times it is spontaneous, but I don't think it should be spontaneous. I think it should be intentional. That we intentionally give thanks to God on a daily basis. You know, I make it a practice that in my prayer time to begin with thanksgiving. And I want to spend the rest of the evening to show you how that Thanksgiving has, it's interweaved with the other disciplines that we've covered so far. We've covered 5 disciplines so far. And I'm going to go through them in reverse order tonight, starting with the last one that we looked at, the discipline of daily worship. You know, the giving of thanks, it is connected to our worship. And I want you to look with me in Psalm 95. In Psalm 95. This is a worship song. In this worship song, I want to read these first 6 verses. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with songs. For the Lord, He is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. You know, this is a worship psalm. He tells us to come and worship, to come and bow down before the Lord. But in this psalm, you'll notice in verse 2, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. So when we practice this daily discipline of worship, when we spend time with the Lord in the garden of God, or we get in our Bibles, or we get our hymn books out and we begin to sing to the Lord, we begin to worship the Lord in our daily private time with the Lord, it should be with thanksgiving. We should be thankful. Come to the Lord with a thankful heart. You know, thanksgiving could be called the gateway spiritual discipline. The gateway spiritual discipline. Why do I say that? Well, Psalm 100. Look over in Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5. We read this one on Tuesday night, but I want to read it at verse 4 and 5. He said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. For His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. So it says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. I mentioned Tuesday night, that's the password. That's how we get into His presence, is using that password. Thank You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for giving me a good night's sleep last night. Thank You, Lord, for giving me breath today to serve You, to praise You, to sing to You. Father, thank You for giving me health today. You know, we come to Him into His presence with thanksgiving. So this should be something daily we do, just like we should daily come into His presence and worship Him and sing to Him and make a joyful noise to Him. So we should come with thanksgiving. And so these two key worship passages were told to come before Him with thanksgiving. And I submit, based on these two passages, that it is impossible to worship without thanksgiving. Amen. If you've got a grumbling spirit, and you're not thankful, if you're proud, you're not going to worship God. You're not going to worship God. So I want you to think about how this can spark those fires, the passion for Jesus, our love for Jesus, when we have a thankful heart, because it fuels our worship. It fuels our worship. You know, we would not even be able to come before Him without Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. If it were not for Jesus, how would we even come before the Father? Jesus said, not only is I'm the way, but He said, I am the door. He is the door. He's the gate. He's the one that gives us entrance into the presence of God. So we should be thankful for that. But giving of thanks, number 2, is connected to our confession of sin. That was Another discipline we talked about is daily confession of sin. It's a discipline because it's an exercise we must practice every day. It doesn't come natural. You know, the Christian life is not just, we just float along with the flow of things. No, we are to be intentional. Remember, I said spiritual disciplines require practice and intentionality. So we have to be intentional to worship God. You have to prepare your heart. You have to be intentional about it. You have to be intentional about Thanksgiving. You have to be intentional about daily confession of sin. You know, there's no specific mention of Thanksgiving in Psalm 32 or Psalm 51. Those are two psalms of confession of sin. But I will tell you that it is implied, and I want to show you. Let's look at Psalm 32 first. In Psalm 32, in this Psalm of David, I know in verse 3 through 4, he talks about when he didn't confess his sin. He talked about when he was silent, when he failed to bring his sin before God and confess it, and talks about his bones waxing old, and he roared all the day long, and he said, "Thy hand was heavy upon me day and night. My moisture has turned into the drought of summer." He's talking about he lost his spiritual vitality. He was weary and spiritually down because of not confessing. But then verse 5, "I acknowledge my sin unto thee." So he came to the Lord. He confessed his sin. He was forgiven. But go back to verse 1 and 2 and notice how he starts this psalm with this description. "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile." Blessed, blessed, blessed. You know, I know there's no really word of thanksgiving, but there is that word blessed. And then the last verse, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. Shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." You know, thanksgiving is implied in these verses. And then go to Psalm 51. In Psalm 51, another psalm of confession. And after David confesses his sin, he says in verse 12, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted to thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." I think thanksgiving is implied here. When there's confession of sinners, there's forgiveness. And the Lord restores the joy of salvation. There's going to be a thankful spirit. There's going to be thanksgiving to God. I really believe it. So in this daily practice of confession to God, thanksgiving is implied. Because when you come to God, you confess your sins. If you can't say, "Thank you, Lord, for forgiving my sins," then you're walking away thinking, "Well, I'm not sure if God really forgave me." I know many Christians that way. They take their sin to God. They confess their sin, but they walk away with the burden of that guilt. They still feel like that God is holding that sin against them. Thanksgiving will change that. When you confess your sin and you say, "Lord, thank you that you promised," 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, you're faithful and just, forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Oh Lord, thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that washes away all my sin. You see how thanksgiving changes it? Where you can walk away without that burden of sin on your back, where you can walk away having accepted His forgiveness, that He promised when we confess it. Number three, giving of thanks is connected to our prayers. You know, we talk about the discipline of daily time in the garden of God. This is a term for prayer time with the Lord, spending time with Jesus in the garden. You know, giving of thanks is also connected to our prayer life. I want you to look in Philippians. If you'll turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians 4 and 6, he says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So he talks about here not to be full of care, not to be anxious about anything. When we have burdens in our life, when we have problems in our life that cause us anxiety, that cause us to be full of care, he says we're to bring those requests to God. We're to bring them before Him and let our requests be made known. But notice how he says we're to do it: with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. A missionary named Ben Muldoon, he said, "Thanksgiving is important because it keeps our hearts humble and our perspective right in our prayer life." Thanksgiving is important because it keeps our hearts humble and our perspective right in our prayer life. How's that so? Think about it. When we fail to give thanks to God, we're basically saying we're dissatisfied or discontent with what God has given us, or maybe with what God has allowed into our lives. And so when we pray, we're going to pray with the wrong perspective. We're going to seek satisfaction in God's gifts rather than in God Himself. We're going to be seeking relief from maybe our burden or our problem rather than growing closer to the Lord. You see, thanksgiving will change our perspective because thanksgiving will help us to focus our thinking on God as the giver of our blessings. How that He alone can satisfy the deepest longings of our hearts. You know, when we focus on His tender loving care, and our minds are filled with thanksgiving, when we go to Him in prayer, it's going to change the way we pray. It's going to change how we request things from God. It's actually going to help us to have trust and faith in Him. Because we're going to go to Him with a grateful heart, knowing that He's kind, knowing that He is good, knowing that as we bring our requests to Him, that He's going to give us what's best for us. You know, some of you can relate to a child that, you know, if you have a child that's ungrateful, for you as a parent, for what you provided for them, if they're just of a grumbly spirit, when they come to ask you for something, I'm sure most of you, you don't want to give them what they ask because of their wrong attitude and their wrong perspective of things. That they just see you as someone who satisfies their every want and desire. You know, we shouldn't look at God as someone who's there just to meet our every desire in our life. He's not there as that at all. He's not our servant. We are the servants. He is God. We come to Him humbly, thankful for what He's given us. pleading in humility for Him to meet our needs as He sees fit, according to His will, that He might be glorified. See, thanksgiving is connected to our prayer life. As we spend time daily in prayer, we must incorporate this discipline of thanksgiving. But giving of thanks is also connected to our meditation. You know, he talked about the discipline of meditation, of meditating on God, meditating in the Scriptures, meditating in the hymn books, on the old hymns. The meditation, the purpose of meditation is to fill our minds with truths about God, to focus on God, to meditate on God, to think on God. And this meditation is what fuels our prayer life. If we don't meditate, then a lot of times our prayer is going to be mindless. And so as we spend time in the Word of God, and we meditate in the Scripture, we meditate on truths of God, meditation will fuel our prayer life. You know, I believe that thanksgiving is connected in meditation. In Psalm 19 and verse 14, this is one of the verses we looked at when I preached the message on meditation. In Psalm 19, 14, David said this, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." I don't know if you will recall this, but I was looking at the different Hebrew words for meditation when we went through that message. And the Hebrew word here for meditation is hagion. And hagion is a word that speaks of a murmuring sound, a musical notation, a solemn sound. And so I talked about how that meditation can be a reverent musical repetition of God's Word. It can take the form of singing, rejoicing, and praising God. And so I want you to think about that thought that I gave the illustration how that one morning I was in Psalm, I believe, 113, and I was just meditating on that Psalm. I was just reading it and meditating on it and just letting it go over in my mind. And then the Lord just gave me this tune, and I began to sing that song to the Lord. It was part of my meditation, and it was part of my prayer as I was praying to the Lord that day. And I want to just say that an ungrateful heart does not sing. An ungrateful heart does not sing. As we meditate on the Lord, as we come into His presence with thanksgiving, as we come to Him in prayer with thanksgiving, as we come with an attitude of gratitude, listen, we're going to break out in singing. We're going to sing. Our meditation of Him is going to be sweet. He said in Psalm 104:34, "My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." That sounds like a thankful person to me. It doesn't use the word thankful, but it sounds like a thankful person. "My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." So you can see how that thanksgiving is interweaved in with these other disciplines. And the first discipline we looked at, and this is the last one we're looking at tonight, was daily feasting on the Word. Giving of thanks is connected to our daily feasting on the Word of God. As we go to the Word of God daily, we're to daily search the Scriptures. We're to daily spend time in the Scriptures. And as we do that, thanksgiving is connected to that. How so, Pastor? Well, let me give you a Scripture, Matthew 4:4. Remember when Jesus was tempted there in the wilderness? He was tempted of the devil to command that stone to make it bread. And Jesus told the devil, he quoting out of Deuteronomy chapter 8, out of that chapter we read, he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Jesus makes a comparison between bread and the Word of God. He says that we're not to live by just bread. You know, yes, we have to have bread to live. We have to have food to live. But he says that just as we live by bread physically, man shall live by the Word of God, every word that comes from God's mouth, spiritually. And that was one of the verses we looked at in this daily discipline of feasting on the Word. We're to feast on the Word. We're to daily feast on the Scriptures. You know, you eat every day, do you not? Well, let me ask you this question. When you eat, I don't want you to answer or raise your hand, but I'm sure that most all of you here tonight, before you eat, I hope anyway, every one of you here tonight before you eat, you pause to give thanks to God. You stop and you say, "Lord, thank you for this food. Thank you for your provision." You know, it's sad that a lot of Christians today don't even do that. They just take for granted their prosperity, that they never miss a meal, they have more than enough to eat. You know, I've shared stories about Ghana before, but it just brings to my mind some of those people over there that, you know, that struggle just to survive every day, just to get a meal. Many of them would come to church hungry. And, you know, my heart would be broken many times because I knew that when I went home, I was going to have food to eat. But I knew many of my brothers and sisters in church didn't have it. And, you know, and they were thankful. And that's, you know, they were always thankful, always thankful. They would pray over everything. They would give thanks over everything. You know, I would get into a taxi with them and they would pray. And I'd be looking at them, "What are you praying about?" "Well, I'm praying that for a safe journey." They would never get into a car without first praying. They would come to church and you'd find that these people, when they would get in church, the first thing they would do when they sat down was bow their head and pray. And I don't think it was just a cultural, traditional thing. It was something I really believe that they meant that. They would come to church and thank God that they were able to come to church safely and that they were able to be there. They just had that sense of praying. And when we'd have meals, they would pray and thank the Lord for the food. So we give thanks for our daily bread. Why not give thanks for our spiritual bread? You know, when we come to God and in His Word, every morning we go to the Scriptures, we read, we ought to thank God. "Lord, thank you for your Word." Because there are people worldwide that do not have Scripture. They do not have the Word of God even in their language. They do not have a copy of the Scripture in their home. And we've got the Word of God, and we take it for granted. So much, we're so prosperous. We've got so much that we've fallen into that sin in Deuteronomy 8, where we've got so full, so prosperous, that we have forgotten God. That we don't even remember Him anymore. We don't remember to thank Him. We think, "Well, I got all this by my own strength, by my own wisdom, by my own might." But you can see how important, I believe, as we've gone through these disciplines that we've already covered, and see how that Thanksgiving is intertwined and connected with every single one of them. So as we practice these daily disciplines, we we must practice this discipline of thanksgiving. That's why I believe it is a discipline. It has to be intentional. We have to be intentional about it. As we come to God, we have to be intentional to thank Him and praise Him. I want to challenge you tonight because, you know, we're in December now. It's December 1st. And I know most every year it seems like social media, like Facebook, people will have these posts. Like the month of November, they're going to post something they're thankful for every day for the month of November. And I think that's great. I think it's good. But I want to challenge you to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God every day. Every single day. Tell God you're thankful for something. Give God something that you're thankful for every day. Try not to be the same thing every day. Try to think of something different every day that you're thankful for His blessing. You know, if you'll do that, I want you to turn. We're going to close with this verse in Psalm 50. In Psalm 50. I want you to look in Psalm 50. Look at verse number 14. It says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. You know, this word offer is the word of sacrifice. And the word thanksgiving here is a Hebrew word, toda. And it means a sacrifice of praise or a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And if you'll look in verse 23, it's translated praise, this Hebrew word toda. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. So you want to know how to glorify God? Offer him the sacrifice of praise. Offer him the sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, that's how we can daily show our Lord how much we love Him. That's how we can daily draw near to God. That's how we can daily keep our love for God. The passion for God, those fires burning, feeding and fanning those flames. Listen, we were talking this morning about in our prayer time, this holidays last week, it made it really challenging. You know, when you get out of your normal schedule and you get into holidays, and it's very easy to maybe miss your regular time of prayer. But don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Keep on keeping on for the Lord. Keep on keeping on. Pick it up the next day, the next opportunity you have. Go to the Lord. It's not a ritualistic thing. But it's something that with our relationship with God, we should daily want to go to Him. Daily want to give thanks to Him for what He's done for us. I want you to stand and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, tonight we have so much that we can be thankful for, Lord. Lord, I'm thankful tonight for the truth that You sent Your Son into the world 2,000 years ago. A truth that we're going to celebrate this month of December. The first advent of our Savior is coming into this world to be born as a helpless babe, to be born of a virgin. Lord, He came to to sacrifice Himself as a sin offering for us, that we might be saved, that we might have eternal life, that we might have forgiveness of sin. Lord, if there's anyone here tonight that does not have assurance of salvation, Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, during this invitation, Lord, if You've been speaking to their heart about it, Lord, I pray that they would take that step tonight to come and put their faith and trust in Jesus for salvation. Lord, that we as a people of God might be able to rejoice with them and give thanks to You, O God, for Your salvation, for saving a soul. Lord, that's what we pray. We pray for souls. Pray for souls to be saved. Lord, give us souls this month of December. Help us, Lord, to share the wonderful news of salvation, the wonderful news of Jesus, who is our Savior. And Lord, I pray that though Thanksgiving holiday is behind us, Lord, I pray that You would help us as Your people. Lord, that we would daily be intentional about giving thanks, the offering up to You, before You, Lord, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Lord, sometimes we go through hard times. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we're in the valley. Lord, sometimes things are not looking good. And it's hard for us to be thankful. But Lord, help us to be intentional about it. Help us to realize that You are a sovereign God, that You allow us to go through those valleys. You lead us through those valleys. Lord, You have a reason. You have a purpose. And Lord, I pray that You would just help us in everything to give thanks. Lord, we love You tonight. We're thankful for Your love for us. Pray You bless this invitation now. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.